Today is August 28th, and we're dedicating the shiur in memory of Dr. Strong's mother, very, very inspiring woman who provided a lot of inspiration for Torah and motivation to many, many people. And we benefit from her spirit, because her children are here in this town and provide us with a lot of wonderful things and inspiration from themselves as well. So the last time we met, we were talking about the Rambam here, where he mentioned that even if a person does tshuva at the end of his days, avanosav nimcholim, and basically we pointed to three different places where the Rambam mentions this sort of idea, this concept of someone doing tshuva later on, and the fact that it's not for naught. Don't think it's too late. Don't ever throw in the towel. And the Rambam uses three different expressions in the three different places, and we explain that there's three different levels, and I'll just summarize them very quickly. Number one was here in our halacha, where he talks about yom misasev, he does tshuva all the way on the last day of his death. Then avaynosav nimchalim, then his sins are forgiven, which that in itself is a tremendously powerful and a tremendous gift. Person all his life, right? And he ends up doing tshuva, he still gets his averos nimchal, they are forgiven. The second Rambam talked about, that's the Hilchas Tshuva in the first parak, where he spoke about somebody who does tshuva be'achrayna, in the latter tkufa, in the latter era, the latter time of his life. So that's not just the last day, that's a much more sincere tshuva, which is much more lasting. And the result of that is ein mazkirin lo yishum dover mirishay. Not only does he get forgiveness, but he also his sins are not mentioned at the end of days after after he passes away. And then the third category was from Hilchas Tshuva, the next parak, which is speaking about people who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba, they don't have a portion in Olam Haba, and among them are people who are blasphemers and all sorts of other wonderful traits which cause them to lose their portion of Olam Haba. If they do tshuva and they get their portion of Olam Haba back, but it doesn't say how much of it, it just says, Yesh lo yechelek l'Olam Haba, he has a portion in Olam Haba. The message of all this is that it's never too late, even for somebody who was mechalal shem shamayim, Hashem Yerachim. He desecrated the name of Hashem, God forbid. Even someone like that, there's tremendous help, tremendous hope, and tremendous benefit from doing tshuva. But it doesn't mean to say that there aren't varying degrees of how much it's going to erase what was done in the past. So let's see a piece here. The third paragraph here on page number 3 is from the Beis Elikim. The Beis Elikim was the Mabit, written by the Mabit. The Mabit was Rabbi Shaya Terani. And his book, his Sefer Beis Elikim, is one of the classics. One of the sections of the Sefer speak about tshuva, and it's really one of the classical works on tshuva that are, if you ever have an opportunity to study this Sefer, it's really something remarkable. So he asks like this. He asks the following, relating to our discussion here. He asks like this, there in the fifth parak. V'imkein be'ezit tzad his da'cheich zois ha'nefesh b'machshava kala. How is it possible that this soul, this unfortunate soul that engaged in terrible sin, how is it possible that he could purify his da'che? How could he purify his nefesh with a simple thought, charata, azivas achet, when he has remorse or he refrains from doing sin, lishet isbar v'tislaben me'oidim achatoyim kiloy siya, nitveses oid be'ishoy shel gehenim, b'tshuva she'osa b'shas mi'isyosay. How is it possible that with mere tshuva, he'll have remorse, he'll refrain from engaging in the sin in the future. How is he going to How is he going to cleanse his neshama? How is he going to cleanse his nefesh from the eish of Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim? He's going to remove from himself. It's no longer going to be his plight to be in the fire of Gehenim, just because he did tshuva on the day that he dies, at the time that he dies. We have stories in the Gemara of people who did the tshuva not even on the last day, on the last minute of their lives. And it was a bas kol that said, Yeish kainoi lomei b'shachas, in 1 minute, a person acquires that. Ubamet tisyape hasig v'hachaluda hanidvokim, all the filth and all the rust that stuck to the oivei v'gasus hachatoyim v'oinish, all the detriment that was caused by the sins. How's that all going to be taken away? It's like a quick fix. You have an easy road to tshuva. What's going on here? So the Mabit is going to teach us that it is a great gift, but at the same time, there's different levels, as we have just said. But it's interesting the way he brings it out. He says like this, Ubamisha nikra bal tshuva, someone who's called a bal tshuva, einoy mina kaishi. That's not difficult. It's not difficult to understand how someone could remove all the sins from the past. Why? Kivan shehismid ba'zivas achet. A true bal tshuva is not the person who does tshuva at the last minute. He's somebody who is hismid. He's constantly and consistently doing tshuva, ba'zivas achet, refraining from doing sin, b'payel k'shebali yodei. As the Rambam described, the tshuva gemura, the tshuva mu'ula, is somebody who's being tempted, who is tempted, and he's tried and tested and proven that he has overcome his Yetzer Hara. So now we can understand. That's very simple. That's not really much of a question. If a person is tempted and he fails, even many times, but then he's tempted again several times, the amount of inner strength that it takes to overpower the Yetzer Hara, that's an exertion. It's not easy. That could counteract. Such an action is not, we're not asking a question about such a person, because we're not saying that's an easy thing to do. How could he remove a sin if he merely does tshuva? That's not a question. It's not merely doing tshuva. It's actually doing something great. He takes away the filth of the Avera. He cleanses himself. Yes, with this exertion, absolutely cleanses himself. And as Rabbeinu Yonah so beautifully speaks about the fact that cleaning sins, the more tshuva there is, any stain on a garment, the more you clean it, the more pale it will become, and the cleaner the garment will become. So, b'tzar shenitztara ha-nefesh, the pain that the nefesh goes through, b'tzar ha-guf, b'mashalei milei ta'avosai ata, with that which he does not fulfill his inclination right now, you know, sometimes it can be extremely painful. If a person's addicted, you ever see a person who's addicted to something? Let's say you have a person who's addicted to cigarettes. If you're addicted and you don't have your cigarette, you watch a person like that. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and he's nowhere near Wawa, you know, there's no Wawa anywhere, you know. Or he needs a coffee, or he needs a whatever he might be addicted to, and he doesn't have it. It's pacing up and down. It's somewhat of a physical. You could see it's very, very difficult. A person has a temptation to do a sin. He's being tempted by the Yetzer Hara, and if only he could have. And he refrains. He's experiencing pain. No, you want to call it emotional pain, you want to call it physical pain, whatever you want to call it. It's very difficult. And yes, that exertion could clean off the old sins. That's not even a question. He's cleaned from the thickness, from the weightiness, from the earthiness of the sins. You know the interesting word he uses here, nitzrafa. We had a whole discussion about this way back about mitzvahs being for the purpose of. We talked about the metal workers that they forge the steel, right? So to purify metal, they put it through a furnace and so on. We spoke about the mitzvahs being enin el litzreif. Forget the exact lashon. We spoke about this about probably about a year ago, a little less than a year ago, in the Tamei HaMitzvah Shir. Okay? Litzareif b'hem, something like that, expression like that. The purpose is to mold people, to purify them. And interestingly, we say on Yom Kippur by night, we say that that we are like metal in the hands of the Tzayreif, in the hands of the purifier. Now that's when Hashem sends us difficult situations. It doesn't have to be a temptation for sin. It could just be any sort of emotional or physical pain purifies us. It causes beyond, Chazal tell us, if a person would only know how much their soul is purified by physical or emotional pain. We have stories in the Gemara where we have a Tana saying, come my friends. He spoke to his physical ailments and the pain it was causing him, and he would welcome them. Now, we certainly don't do that. We're not on that, anywhere near that level. But once a person is afflicted with any sort of pain, to recognize the benefit of the purity that he achieves from such a thing, and this is really what's happening on Yom Kippur. We don't eat. We don't drink. Inui, the Torah commands us to afflict ourselves. What kind of strain? What, God is a masochist? Afflict ourselves. What does that mean? Afflict ourselves. That means it's the ability to achieve purity by way of causing ourselves difficulty. And we only, it's controlled. It's only in a certain amount, finite amount of time. We don't just do it any day, cause ourselves pain, etc., unless there's some method to what we're doing. So this is the idea that he says the Mabit, to ask on the people who do tshuva in the right way and actually refrain and go through the difficulties of doing tshuva, that's not a question. This sort of person, anything that confronts him, v'nitzel mimenu, and he's saved from it, v'hismid, it should say b'tshuva zu, and he's consistent with his tshuva, nizdacha hanefesh, the soul is purified, the chazer la'ison harishon, and it goes back to its original strength. You know who Eson was? Who is referred to as Eson? Avram Avinu. Eson harishon was the strong one. Since it's hewn from under the Kisei HaKavod, our neshama comes from, it's a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore purifies it to go back to the original state. But somebody who does tshuva on the last day of his life, he's in the throes of death, he does tshuva then, when his soul is so sullied from sin, from the day he was born until his day, he's been a no goodnik. He's been involved in all sorts of terrible things, and he's filthy. His neshama is filthy. He's caked up with all sorts of filth and dirt. And a guy like that does tshuva. How is somebody like that, just by merely doing tshuva for a few moments, how is he going to merit to see from the great light of life? Means the eternal life. Just from the few moments that he engages in tshuva, he thinks of tshuva, in a few moments he's going to erase his entire life. And the truth is, the question is really the answer. And the answer is really the question. It's impossible. Not only is it impossible, but extremely dangerous to say that yes, he could in one moment, just by a couple minutes of tshuva, just negate everything. But then a person, when he feels like he's about to die, do whatever he wants his whole life. And when he feels like he's about to die, do some tshuva. One moment. Oh, you'll tell me it's not wise because he could die unexpectedly. He could fall into a coma. He could have a stroke. He could have this and become unconscious. And therefore, okay, so every day he does tshuva at the end of the day. Do eat, drink, and be merry. For tonight we shall say vidui. Isn't that how it goes? Right? Just, do what you want, party, and then say vidui at night. That can't be. That can't be. That's very dangerous. It's also very dangerous to tell people, do what you want, and then...
Do what you want, and somebody else will pay for it.
Oh, yeah, that's another religion. Havdalah of Havdalahs. You don't need to be accountable for your actions. That's a wonderful... Okay. So says the Ma'abit, very, very important. It's exactly what the Rambam is saying. V'lochein ani oimer, and therefore I say, this is sort of the second paragraph in the Ma'abit, yes? Ki gam b'misha mahar v'gomer b'libay loshuv b'tshuva. Even somebody who does contemplate tshuva, b'charot v'aziv v'sachet, nikra tzadik, even though it's true that a person is called a tzadik if he does do tshuva, and he's, and like we said, even on the last day, his sins are forgiven. He still has to, he'll be forgiven, but he still has to accept a certain degree of punishment for the chatayim. This is what he means. Means like this. Hashem anticipates what's going to be. The person does, in entire life he parties. And in the end of his days he does tshuva. So the Rebbeinu Shalom HaKel Yisbarach Memaher Misasai Kaidim Zman HaKotzuv Lai. Hashem will anticipate this, and it's true he'll be doing tshuva, but he'll have to pay for it somehow. One of the ways that Hashem has him pay for it is he'll cause his death to come earlier than originally planned had he behaved. And therefore, his sort of untimely death, ima'atvim harbe, it's a little typo there, ima'atvim harbe, whether it be great or small, however long it might be, that will be a kapara kol mashachata. You know how in a mortgage sometimes they throw in the closing costs, you know, so you don't have to pay anything up front, or when you buy a car, right? They make the payments a little bit. So here lahavdil, we should never need it. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, okay, you're going to do tshuva on your last day. You can't just do tshuva and not pay for anything, right? So what we'll do is we'll just make the end date a little earlier, according, if the guy was really horrible, we'll move it up, you know, 20, 30 years. If the guy was, you know, mediocre, okay, only 10 years. You know, if the guy was like mildly, you know, okay, a couple years. Whatever the case may be. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo includes all this into the Cheshbon. U'kimaysha b'al tshuva ha'emid b'tshuva kama shanim. And equivalent to the b'al tshuva, who engages in tshuva and feels the pain of tshuva for many years, and he gets his purity that way, this person, who's not going to be doing tshuva for a lengthy period of time, he's mezachei chumalabe nafshei, he purifies his soul how? Me irva v'chatoim b'tzar shemitztar b'masha basa liyadai, masha haisa nehugabai, uparsha, sorry, that was all the fellow, came b'misazeh, so too, by this other person, who only does tshuva on the last day of his death, on the last day of his life, Shahaya Rasha Kol Yomav, he was a Rasha his entire days, Shemes Kaidam Azman, he'll get his purification by way of suffering his death far earlier. And through that, Nizdacha Navshev and his barber Miriam Svitzar, Shekibla Betesim and Aguf, Shalai Betiva. So all the pain that his Neshama experiences from leaving this world earlier than anticipated, Mises mechaperis, that we know. Death is mechaper. Mises tzadikim is mechaper. So here we have what the Ma'abit is saying is there's no easy road. There's no easy road out. It's very true what the Rambam is saying, and we have to emphasize that to the nth degree, that it's never too late to do tshuva and to gain enormously from tshuva. And the difference between a person who does tshuva at the last minute of his life versus someone who never does tshuva is worlds and worlds and worlds of difference. But at the same time, to understand that the earlier we do tshuva, it is far, 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 far better. Because everybody will agree that the pain of being tempted by an avera and holding back is a lot better to experience than for a person not to have life at all. That's very clear. So what the Ma'abit is teaching us, and really this is underlying in the Rambam, is like the old bumper sticker, right? Avoid the Elul rush. Do tshuva today. We spoke about this, yes? Right? So Chazal tell us, do tshuva, every person do tshuva as if this is their last day, right? Shuv yaymecha lefnei misascha. One day before you die, and how you know, nobody knows when they're going to die, and therefore they should do tshuva every day. Yeah? So the idea is that we could orchestrate our own kapara, our own atonement. We could do so by doing tshuva now, by doing tshuva immediately, as opposed to a person who is neglectful of it and decides to dismiss it from his mind and not to think about it. It's their choice. It's absolutely their choice. But then they have to know that there are certain things that Hashem can do to make sure that they pay for it in other ways. And that's not, obviously not ideal. A person doesn't want to leave this world early, etc. And as the Chafetz Chaim says, it goes even beyond that. Because if a person doesn't do tshuva here in this world, he could have to come back here and go through all the different travails of going through this world again. Are you familiar with this Chafetz Chaim? You've heard this Chafetz Chaim. It's pretty frightening. Where does the Chafetz Chaim speaks about this on Yom Kippur? When he speaks about Yom Kippur, you're learning these halachas with Rabbi Greenspan, no? Laws of Yom Kippur. The Chafetz Chaim says there, you learned that Chafetz Chaim. Mincha Yom Kippur. Maybe if we have one here, I'll just read it very quickly. Basically, it's a pretty frightening Chafetz Chaim. It's very much on our topic here of...
Let's just do tshuva and not read it.
Not need to read it. No, part of tshuva is to be very aware of our sins and to be aware of the detriment of not doing tshuva. So this is... So the Chafetz Chaim is really speaking about why we read Yoina by Mincha on Yom Kippur. Strange thing, we read Yoina. What's the lesson? What's the main lesson of Yoina? What would you say, Avil?
Where do you start?
Huh? You can't run away. You can't run away from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But some people say, I'll do whatever I want now. It's easier. I'll sit back in my recliner. I'll twiddle my thumbs. I won't exert myself. I'll be lazy, or even worse, Chas Hashalom, I'll indulge in things that we shouldn't be indulging in. And then, why, as Avil says, why? Yeah. So he says like this. Are we done, Rabbi Greenspan? It's not even Rabbi Greenspan. Okay. I don't want to take up too much time here. He's talking about here. We read Yoina Hanavi. So he says like this: Kavanosam ki Adam chayshev kama pomim liyayish es atzmai. A person, every person, but to some one degree or another, right? In a small way, sometimes in a big way. Person says, ain yachal asakim b'shum oifin. I can't fix myself. And whatever will be, will be. I'll get a punishment. Hashem will decree death upon me, so decree death upon me. What could I do? Avol tosu. Hear that? Even such a thought of Yush, of giving up hope and saying, can't fix it. It's a toast, it's a mistake. Shesoiv dover yieh kol ma shakadosh baruch hu reitze minafshai. Hashem will see to it that he gets out of our neshama exactly what he wants, our exact purpose. He'll get out of our neshama. She is sakin. Everything that Hashem wants us to fix, mukher chul sakin, I will be compelled to fix. It'll just be a lot easier if I do it right now. It's like disciplining a child, you know? Please pick up the toys. And they don't do it. And they throw a tantrum. And then they get this restriction and that thing and that. It's a lot easier to just pick it up and do it, right? I try to teach that to my children, and somehow it doesn't always register. Okay. So says the Chavetz Chaim, V'yavai oid pam upamayim lo'olam hazeh. Even if it's true that the person will die, he'll have to come back again, one time, a second time. Ubal karcha yuchruch l'sakein. And against his will, perforce, he will be required to fulfill the Rabbi Hashem's will. V'imkein lama le'kola amal lamus. Why should he have to go through all this? This difficulty of dying and lizbo chibut akever, all the pain that's involved in chibut akever after a person passes away, there's pain to the neshama, b'shar tzaris, and all sorts of other tzaris, v'lachzorid apam, and to come through again and have to grow up and go through the whole life again. He'll have to come back again. So in short, Hashem's going to get his way. Checkmate. Checkmate. The Rebbe Hashem's going to get his way. And what's the proof? Yaina Hanavi. The raya is from Yaina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratzo mi'itai she'elech l'Ninveh. He should go to Ninveh and he should say his prophecy. V'humiyin bozev v'nos l'yam. He ran away. He ran into the sea. Makam shel Yisrael avayda shchina l'nevuah kiyadua. You hear this unbelievable thing. Why did Yaina run into the sea? Because the Rebbe Hashem doesn't give nevuah, doesn't give prophecy when a person's on the waters, only when his feet are firmly planted on the ground. Yeah, this sort of refutes all those claims by some other people that some guy walked in the water. Okay, sorry, well, not for now. V'ro'inu shenitva b'yam. What happened? Hashem says, "Oh, you went into a place. You think you're going to get me? It's a nice move. Yeah, you moved the rook over here, and you moved it. Very nice. Checkmate." Throw him overboard, put him in the fish, go back on the thing. Ah, he was swallowed by a dog. Ah, and he was there many days. It would seem from the belly of the fish. There's no way Yain is going to be able to do what he's lost, finished, he's over, he's going to die, it's over. Mikomakam Rainu, Shesoiv Tvar Hashem, Sheyir, Sherotzen Hashem, Yizbarach Niskayim, V'yelech V'yinabe. That's the lesson from Yaina. The lesson from Yaina is checkmate. What the Rebbe Hashem wants, that's what's going to happen, and there's no point in playing games because it'll be far worse. Bend down and pick up the toy from the floor, I say to my kids all the time. So then it becomes a duel, who's going to win, right? But by the end, it takes 10 minutes later, and they got this restriction, and this happens, and I turn back, and I say to them, do you think all this was worth it, just not to pick up the toy on the floor? And that's the lesson, hopefully, they get, and they absorb, and the next time they're faced with that, they say, yeah, it's difficult. It's exerting oneself, bending down, pick up the toy, but it's far less worth it to do it the other way. Checkmate. Daddy has me. That's it. Checkmate. And that's the lesson from Yaina. And really, that's what we're saying here. When we look at the Rambam, and when we look at the Mabit, that's exactly what Hashem is saying. You think there's an easy road out? There's no easy road out. Even if you'll tell me that tshuva is a wonderful thing, and it's very important, and it causes tremendous things to happen in the Olam HaSel Yaina, it's true. And again, the difference between somebody who doesn't do tshuva and the person who does do tshuva is enormous. It's crucial for a person to do tshuva. But don't think you can wait to the last minute and it's not going to help. Hashem is going to get his way. Eventually, somehow, whether he shortens the person's life, whether he gives him more difficulty, whatever it might be, the bottom line is, do tshuva now, avoid the El Rush. Yes, Avil, you had a question.
Isn't that